British Broadcasting Corporation's Radio 6 Music presents Steve Lamech's Universities Challenged.
From Westminster University, it's the good folk at Smoke Radio, and just a little bit of a taste of what Smoke Radio sounds like.
This is Smoke Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Melancholy, Maudlin and the Other Boys in the Band. That's the title of this radio broadcast. Not particularly punchy, more whimsical and nonchalant. I'm Josh McKenna and this is Smoke Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Punk and Politics Show here on Smoke Radio. So why do you think it's important that people join societies and are part of kind of a wider community at university?
Well, I just think it's really important for the general university experience.
You're listening to Smoke Radio.
Now, I don't believe in love at first sight, but I do believe in love at first hearing. And the next song definitely was the love at first hearing for me.
On Friday afternoon, we were called out and we were soon in the thick of it. I did 51 hours right off the reel and have been at it constantly until yesterday.
Smoke Radio.
Yes, I'm from Smoke Radio. We're pleased to welcome to the programme Natasha Caffrey. Natasha, hello, how are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm good, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Smoke Radio. How long has Smoke Radio been going, do you know?
Yeah, it's 10 years. I think this year is the 10th anniversary of it.
And how big a team is it? And have you found that it's growing as well? We've talked to a couple of universities who've been reporting record numbers of people wanting to get involved in student radio.
Yeah, I don't actually know how many people in total. There's a lot of volunteers at the station that I've never met before. but yeah, I think it does keep getting bigger every year.
And you're a producer, but also a presenter. What sort of show do you do?
I do a show called Surface Noise on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock. It's an indie show. I play like indie pop, DIY, lo-fi type stuff. It's sort of like, think noisy guitars mixed with amazing melodies.
Right. That pretty much sounds like my manifesto for life.
Yeah, it's not a million miles away from the show, to be honest.
Excellent. And so what you're studying, because a lot of people are studying other subjects, more, I suppose, core subjects you'd call them. But you're on a course which is to do with radio, are you?
Yeah, I do radio production, which is half radio practical stuff and then half media theory.
Right. Oh, media theory, which includes what?
Essentially media studies.
Right.
I'm doing a television module at the moment, which is...
Right. OK, all right. Well, listen, thank you very much for coming on. As it stands, you have 10 points to beat if you want to go to the top. 10 points, we get your joint top with the University of Liverpool. I think it was Tom Edwards from the University of Liverpool who scored 10. Underneath that, we've got Birmingham, Warwick and Cardiff. So 6 points would mean you're not bottom. 11 points would mean you're top. How confident are you?
I'm not that confident. Can I just say before we start that my name was picked out of a hat? I've not been chosen because I'm particularly knowledgeable. Just a little disclaimer there.
That's how we do. That's how. Is that how you run the radio station? Who wants breakfast? Oh, we just pick them out of a hat. We're to roll a roll a dice.
So we just
want to
be fair, but...
OK, all right, OK. Well, let's see how we do. You've got 90 seconds, and if you don't know an answer, move on as quickly as you can, or just guess, shout something out. Obviously, if you get the question right, you'll hear this, and if the answer is incorrect, you'll hear this, the international sound effect for wrong. Are you ready? 90 seconds?
Okay, I'm ready.
Here you go, Natasha. What is the national emblem of Canada?
Maple leaf.
Name the actor who starred in the Die Hard series of films.
Bruce Willis.
Who was the lead singer with the Sex Pistols?
Johnny Rotten.
What does PFL stand for? It's a radio term.
Prefade listen.
Ooh, yeah, I'll give you that. What is the largest bone in the human body?
Oh, is it the femur?
It is. What type of car did Mr. Bean drive?
A Mini Cooper.
In Gavin and Stacey, what is Gavin's surname?
No idea.
Okay. How many years, trick question, how many years did the Hundred Years' War last?
Was it 100 years?
No, unfortunately. It's a token indie question for you, then. Show former show favourites Pete and the Pirates and Let's Wrestle released their first recordings, I believe, on the indie label. What was the name of the indie label? They've also put out records by Bo Ningen and East India Youth.
Let's Wrestle's first, I think it was Full-Time Hobby.
Oh, actually, it might have, I'm going to give you half. What does DAB stand for? DAB.
Oh, no, I should really know that.
You should, really. We're passing. In which year did Smoke Radio launch its first breakfast show?
2009.
Who played the Vicar of Dibley?
John French.
Yeah, not bad. I think that's not bad. Pete and the Pirates and Let's Wrestle, they were on Stolen Recordings, weren't they?
I thought Let's Wrestle's first album came out on...
First album.
Yeah,
not first release. I'll tell you what, though, we're going to give you the half for that, though.
Oh, thanks.
And in total, that'll put you somewhere in, I think, fourth place in the leaderboards. We've got you as scoring 7.5 points today, which isn't bad at all. 7.5 points will do you. So thank you for coming on. A track of your choice. We've got Standard Fare queued up to play for you. Anyone you'd like to dedicate this to?
Yeah, I'd like to dedicate it to my friend Matthew Benge, who first introduced me to Standard Fare.
Excellent. All right. Well, for you and him, this is Standard Fare, and love doesn't just stop. And have a great weekend. Thanks for coming on, Natasha.
Thanks, Steve.
You said to me,
hear a bit of Standard Fare. That's a great choice. Thank you very much, Natasha, and thank you for coming on. For Natasha and all the good folk actually at Smoke Radio at Westminster University, thank you very much. So what is that? 7.5 points does put Smoke Radio into fourth behind Raw and Burn and LS Radio at the University of Liverpool, who are top of the table at the moment with 10 points. As I say, next week URN take on University's Challenge next week.